Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The book on Ajayi coming here was that, you know, he wasn't getting the touches that he wanted and he was kind of a pain in the butt. They were happy to get him out of there. He texted me at, let me see. He texted me early in the game where he said, this is the game. I think this may be the game Ajayi complains about the touches. And this was at 3 o'clock. So it was like probably second half. But you saw Clement get some touches and Blount was getting the touches. But was he right or was he not right? So I want to play what Diddy said after the game. And then I want us to kind of read what was said and if we're making too much of it or what you think. All right, so let's play. And this is courtesy of Comcast Sports. And let's play Ray Diddy after the game.
He's obviously miffed with this. And I don't know if it's the questioning about the fact that he's getting out in the open, he's getting run down from behind. He probably doesn't like hearing that. But if he's got an issue with the touches, you know, hey, Chief, you know, this team was winning before you got here.
Yes. Okay? He got a Chief, baby.
They're not winning. It's nice to have you here. Mm-hmm. We're glad to have you in the clubhouse. You know, nice. You're a nice addition. But, you know, we were doing pretty good before you got to town.
Right.
And so I would say, shut up and tote the ball.
Well, there you go. Ray came out and told him. Now, I wanted to play him first because hearing what he said, now listen to what Ajayi said. This is the Q&A after the game.
It seemed like on a few of them you got caught. Do you feel like you maybe tried to do too much on a couple of those?
Nope.
Is your role in this offense more versatile than what you were running down in Miami?
My role is to run the plays that the coaches call. That's what I've been doing.
Did you get ribbed again about getting caught from behind inside the 5-yard line on that one run that Nelson could recover for a touchdown?
No.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a couple more.
How would you describe the spirit of this locker room, the environment in this locker room?
Exciting. We're on a roll right now. Everyone's excited about what we're doing, just trying to stay focused on the goals that we have.
Are you okay with the work that you're getting right now?
I just go run the plays that coaches call. I'm happy we're winning. Let's keep it going.
There you go, Ike. So here's my read on it. I don't think that it's become a distraction or that it will necessarily become a distraction. The dude definitely wants the ball more, mm-hmm. And I can't say that it's fun that you're winning. He wants the ball more, and he was probably a little bit miffed after the game.
Yeah, let me pour. They had the ice bucket challenge a couple years ago. Yeah, let me pour a bucket of ice on this nonsense right now. You know, we're not going to try to break away the chain, right? This is a strong chain, every link locked arm in arm. Let's not start this nonsense with trying to find chinks in the armor here. I don't went through all types of cliches and metaphors there, but just roll with me for a second. I didn't hear what the Godfather may have heard. Now, I want to be fair to Ray Diddy. We've taken part of what Ray said and really focused in on that. Ray prefaced what he said that if he's miffed or if this is how he feels, then really this is my reaction to that. He wasn't saying it with certainty because I don't think anyone can say with certainty what Ajayi was thinking or anything of that nature. He's not a great communicator. He obviously wasn't necessarily thrilled with the line of questioning. But let's try to put ourselves in Ajayi's shoes. The guy just came from Miami where he's a featured back. He's a Pro Bowl running back that's still young and probably thought he was coming here because he was going to have somewhat of the same role. Now, let's just put that into the equation first. Secondly, and this is my brother D-Gun. You know, I love my big bro. This is not any shot at him. But D-Gun was sort of trying to give sort of a lighthearted question.
Which is what D-Gun does.
It's what he does.
And Ajayi hasn't been here very long to know what D-Gun is.
He doesn't know him. So, to me, Ajayi put his guard up because he may have felt like D-Gun was trying to poke him as well. And, you know, we don't know Ajayi. We don't know what his personality is. He may not be with the tomfoolery. You know, he may not – not to mention – he fumbled yesterday, which I'm sure he wasn't happy about.
No, he wasn't happy about it.
Also dropped the ball that he shouldn't have dropped, which I'm sure he wasn't happy about. So you couple that with not really having a ton of opportunities to redeem himself from those situations. Even though the team won, as a competitor that's achieved some of the things he has in his short career, he's not happy with his own performance. So maybe he's not as happy as everyone else is because you know what's on Ajayi's mind? I fumbled the damn ball when I should have scored.
Which is what how Doug explained it after the today I heard him saying in his press conference. That's what he said. See, do I think that he's a little bit miffed that he's not getting the ball as much as he
– Probably.
He probably is. You know what? There's a lot of other players in the NFL that feel the same damn way.
Yeah.
And he answered the question correctly. They followed up on it again. All the things that you just mentioned, I agree. Like, he's definitely not the – I don't think he's the friendliest guy in the world. You know what I mean? Like
he's still getting accustomed to his new surroundings.
It's still brand new to him. He didn't have training camp. He didn't have the offseason. He didn't have any of that stuff. He got thrown right in here.
He had training camp for Philly media either.
And he was ticked off at fumbling the ball, and then D Gunn's like, oh, did they get on you about the fumble?
Yeah.
You saw him walking off the field. He was ticked off at himself for the fumble.
No doubt about it. And D Gunn led in with the question with being caught from behind. So that brings up the last week's thing. You know, and listen, he's in good natured. I thought he took the ribbing from his running back teammates pretty well. I don't know what it was like behind the scenes during the week or what have you. But at the time, we've all seen the clip from the Cowboys game last week. He didn't seem like he was pissed about it, but he's not going to be over there yucking it up and cracking up either about the situation. He sort of just took it in good fun. And to have that brought up again or referenced again after being caught yesterday and then fumbling, the guy is a competitor. He's a competitor. Quite frankly, he didn't find anything funny about what happened yesterday.
No, he didn't.
Even though the team won, he didn't find that to be funny, and I'm okay with that. But let's not make this into Ajayi being upset. He's gonna be disruptive and cause issues here. Get a guy room to breathe. I get up this morning. I look at Twitter and I'm like, what the hell is all this? Jay Ajayi is disgruntled talk. I'm like, what is this?
There's a problem in the locker room, Mike.
Yeah. So I had to go back and listen to the cut and again, I never disrespect the Godfather, Ray Dittinger. That doesn't mean I have to agree with everything he says. And I don't think the line where he says, shut up and tote the ball, goes over well. Because people in this town respect Ray Dittinger. They got a lot of respect for him.
He chiefed him, too.
As they should. Exactly. So I think people are sort of taking a cue from that. And I don't think Ray intentionally.
No, he was reacting. He was reacting live on the air.
Yes.
To where, I'll be honest with you. I heard it. And I kind of felt the same way. Just watching it live, I kind of felt like, oh, yeah, he's not happy that he didn't get the calls. But then when you kind of break it down and you look at it and say, yeah, I can see where he probably was at that moment
right, with
that line of questioning. Like, listen.
And again, he doesn't know if you're trying to bait him into something or not. So to me, he really shut down and started going with cliche answers.
Stock answers.
And that's what he did.
Yeah,
because imagine if you're a player from another city that comes here. You've heard all the stories about Philly fans, Philly media, that whole thing.
Right.
And so, well, what happened yesterday in the game with him, he doesn't know Derek Gunn. He's only been here a couple weeks, and it's not D Gunn's fault. He doesn't know if D Gunn may be trying to bait him into something.
Well, like I said, he also doesn't seem like the friendliest guy in the world. But I'm not going to say I would love to sit here, and you know how it works. First take in those shows, you have to disagree with the opinions, and that's how you get conversation going. I can't sit here and throw gasoline on this. I listened to it, and I was like, well, he sounds a little bit miffed. And you know, I said, who cares? He didn't come out and say I need the ball more, or this or that. He didn't say that. He gave the right answer. Just because you know that it's okay to want more carries. I would want to be on the field more as well.
This is the second time we in this business have tried this. We tried it after the Kansas City game with LeGarrette Blount.
But he didn't get a carry.
Yeah, but he still. But we still try to make it as if he was upset about it and was going to cause issues.
Right.
He wasn't.
He did not.
He didn't. But that's what we talked about all week.
He also started getting the ball more to
that,
where.
That's besides the point. The point is that when we in this media start talking about players being. We can't create our own stories.
Like, we try sometimes.
Like, let the guy, if the guy comes out and says, I'm not getting the ball enough, then we can run with it. There is no misinterpretation. There is nothing taken out of context. He said it. But if they don't say it, we can't jump into this assuming business and then try to create something there.
Let's take a phone call. Mark and Collinsville.
This is a winning freaking team.
What's up, Mark?
What
the hell is going on around here?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Mark?
Not much. I'm just trying to get over that overdose of that Ike juice I had.
Get him some. Get him some more.
You and a lot of people, man.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Okay. That's great. I never get told. So it's really, truly amazing that the Eagles are doing so great. Like, my wife asked me if I was going to watch the Eagles game Sunday. I was like, there's no need to. She's like, why? I'm like, because they're going to win. She's like, well, how do you know that? I'm like, well, one, they're playing the Bears. I'm like, and two, they're just tearing it up every which way possible.
Yep.
So they are. It's a great feeling to know that you have such trust in your team and your team is doing so great to where you just know what the outcome's going to be. You don't even have to worry about watching the game to see if you're going to be right or not. Like, they're hitting on all cylinders. I can understand Ajayi being upset for fumbling the ball at the end zone, but, you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, thank God Aguilar – I'm surprised to even say this, but thank God Aguilar was in the right spot at the right time, grabbed that ball, and still got us the 6 points. I mean, you can't be upset about it. You still scored the touchdown. Yeah, you fumbled, but you know what? It happened. It's like what Carson says. It happens. You get over it. You just keep on going. Don't dwell on it. And that's why Carson's so great. That's why he's excelling so well.
Yes, he is,
yeah,
Mark.
But guess what, Mark? Carson gets about 50 opportunities to make up for any mistake he does make. What are you talking about? Jay Ajayi is only getting a certain amount of carries, and if he fumbles one of them, he's mad at himself.
And he also
mad at himself.
And by the way,
he should be.
Carson had a couple throws yesterday that probably should have been intercepted. So Carson wasn't perfect yesterday. And
guess what? He gets to make up for it, though.
He does indeed.
When he throws a touchdown, we forget about the ones that almost gets intercepted, or even the ones with a running back or a receiver, they get limited opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in this offense, running backs, they don't even know when their opportunities are coming.
He had a chance for the second straight week to get a touchdown, and he fumbles the ball.
And he's mad at himself.
And looks silly.
Yeah.
He's looking at it like, man, I look silly again. I got caught from behind last week. This is how I fumble or whatever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.